Good afternoon. This is Archdeacon Steve West, the parish priest of St. Barnabas Parish in the Anglican Church in the Diocese of Trinidad and Tobago. I welcome you to reflection on this second Sunday in Lent, Year C. Our readings today, Genesis chapter 15, verses 1 to 12 and 17 and 18, Psalm 27, Paul's letter to the Philippians, chapter 3, verses 17 to chapter 4, verse 1, and Luke chapter 13, verses 31 to 35. Let us pray. The Lord is here, His Spirit is with us. We need not fear, because His Spirit is with us. We are surrounded by love, for God's Spirit is with us. We are immersed in peace, because His Spirit is with us. And so we rejoice in hope, for His Spirit is with us. And we travel in faith, because His Spirit is with us. Amen. Lord, we do not come as guests, but as members of your family. We do not come in fear, but with joy and thanksgiving. We do not come alone, but with all your people of every age and in every place. Lord, we come as family, for you are our Heavenly Father, and Christ is our brother, our Savior, and our Lord. Amen. Lord, you are the God of truth and grace. You alone know what is in all our hearts and minds. You know where we have fallen short of living lives that bring you glory. We have come to praise you for the promise of new birth. Fill your servants, O God, with your Holy Spirit, that we may all have the joy and power to begin again in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen. We have the hymn, Lord Jesus, Think on Me, CPWI 119.
Jesus, think on me.
we pray the collect for the second Sunday in Lent, followed by our parish prayer. Let us pray. O God, whose glory it is always to have mercy, be gracious to all who have gone astray from your ways, and bring them again with penitent hearts and steadfast faith to embrace and hold fast the unchangeable truth of your word, Jesus Christ, your Son, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Gracious God, you sent your only Son, Jesus, to be for us an example of godly living. Empower us by your Holy Spirit to treasure your creation, that we may be his faithful disciples in our time and place, making disciples of all nations, sharing his words with all who need to hear them, and helping our brothers and sisters to experience life in all its fullness, all to your honor and glory, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our reflection today is entitled, Trusting God. Trusting God. To trust is to believe in the honesty and reliability of someone, or to have confidence in a person. When you trust someone, you are confident that they will do what they say they will do for a good purpose, a purpose that will be beneficial to all concerned. In many instances, we have to trust individuals whom we have never seen and do not know. When we sit in an aircraft to make a journey to another place, we have to trust the captain and trust that he or she knows how to fly the plane and how to get us to where we want to go. If we are to have surgery, we trust that the surgeon knows what is wrong with us, what to remove, and how to remove it. While there are occasions that we have to trust humankind, as disciples of Christ, we are called to put our trust in God, the creator of heaven and earth. The psalmist tells us, trust in the Lord and do good, so you will live in the land and enjoy security. Take delight in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord, trust in him, and he will act. Psalm 37, verses 3 to 5. Words of advice from the experience of the people of the Old Covenant, beginning with the patriarch Abram. After the death of his father, Terah, God said to Abram, go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land that I will show you. Genesis chapter 12, verse 1. Having to move house is always a challenge, but Abram is being asked to leave the land of his father, the place where he grew up, the place with which he was familiar, the place that provided him, his father, and his family with a good life, and go to a land that God will show him. Abram was called to leave a familiar place, a prosperous place, to go to the unknown. To do that, Abram must have had tremendous trust in God. He was about to make a journey without knowing the destination. That was not all, God continued. I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great, so that you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and the one who curses you, I will curse. And in you, all the families of the earth shall be blessed. Genesis chapter 12, verses 2 and 3. A very interesting proposition. For to be a nation, you must have first land, and you must also have people. Abram had neither. He was leaving the land of his father, which he inherited, and he and his wife Sarai were childless. In the face of all his lack of resources to start a nation, the writer of the book of Genesis reports, "So Abram went as the Lord had told him, and Lot went with him." Genesis chapter 12, verse 4a. Not only did Abram set out with his wife and their possessions, he took his nephew Lot with him. Abram, at 75 years old, trusted in God and in the Word of God. He set out to a destination unknown on a promise from God. One would believe that because Abram was acting on God's instruction, that the journey to the land of promise would be relatively smooth and uneventful. Not so. Trusting in God does not isolate us from the trials, challenges, and tribulation of life. Some years later, Abram, having endured famine, a war, and a journey to Egypt with all the danger that entailed in his time, Abram and Sarai had the first promise fulfilled. They were living in the land of promise, the fertile land of Canaan. However, they were both old in age and still childless. Abram is concerned about how the rest of the promise would be fulfilled. In today's reading, the Lord appears to Abram in a vision and promises him protection and prosperity. Abram responds by noting his dire situation. Abram said, "O Lord God, what will you give me? For I continue childless, and the heir of my house is Elisah of Damascus." Genesis 15, verse 2. Abram complains, "You've given me no offspring, and so a slave born in my house is to be my heir." The Lord responds, "This man shall not be your heir. No one but your own issue shall be your heir." Genesis 15, verses 2 and 4. To reassure Abram, God takes him outside and said, "Look towards the heavens and count the stars, if you are able to count them." Then he said to him, "So shall your descendants be." And Abram believed the Lord. Genesis chapter 15, verses 5 and 6a. Abram believed the Lord. In the face of overwhelming odds, childless, aged both he and Sarai, Abram trusted the Lord. God entered into a covenant with Abram. A covenant, an agreement between two parties based on an initiative of love. In the ancient world, a covenant is ratified with an animal sacrifice. Abram prepares the altar, slaughters the animals, and waits for the Lord to set the sacrifice on fire. So great is his trust in the Lord. Abram was sure that since God entered into the agreement, God would act. The writer of the book of Genesis records, when the sun had gone down and it was dark. A smoking fire pot and a flaming torch passed between their pieces. Genesis 15, verse 17. On that day, the Lord made a covenant with Abram, saying, "To your descendants I give this land, from the river of Egypt to the great river, the Euphrates." Verse 5 to verse 18. We know the rest of the story. When Abram told his wife Sarai that they would have a child, she laughed at him. She responded by giving him her maid to enable him to have an heir. But God remained true in the face of what seemed huge, unnatural odds. Sarai did have a child whom they call Isaac. Now Abram, now called Abraham, was 100 years old when his son Isaac was born. Genesis chapter 21 verse 5. God is faithful to those who trust in God. To use the biblical terms, Abram begot Isaac, and Isaac begot Jacob, and Jacob begot the 12 tribes of Israel. Today, the descendants of Abraham, the Jews, can be found all over the world, living in close-knit communities and still in possession of part of the promised land. Abraham trusted in God, and God was faithful. As we continue to study the Old Testament, we learn that every promise that God made to God's people was fulfilled. God continues to be true to God's word, as evidence in the word becoming flesh in Jesus Christ and his dying on the cross for the forgiveness of sins. Jesus has issued an invitation to us to follow him. He affirms that he came that we might have life and have it in all abundance. John chapter 10, verse 10. Do we trust in the words of Jesus, the Son of God? Do we trust Jesus enough to live by his word? "A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you." Do we trust God, as we prayed in our colic, with penitent hearts and steadfast faith, embrace and hold fast the unchangeable truth of your word, Jesus Christ, your Son, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns, one God, forever and ever. Amen. And so we continue in prayer. God is our refuge and stronghold. We put our trust in your salvation. Blessed are you, O Lord, for you draw all people to you. Give to your church the same passion, that everyone may find a place within its embrace. Give grace that we should stand firm in you. God, our refuge and stronghold, we put our trust in your salvation. Blessed are you, O Lord, for you challenge leaders with your truth and justice. Give to all who govern wisdom to seek your peace. Strengthen the arm of all who defend the weak and the persecuted. God, our refuge and vision, we put our trust in your salvation. Blessed are you, O Lord, for you gather disparate and diverse people into community. Give to our society vision to be inclusive and open. Transform our bodies from humiliation to glory. God, our refuge and stronghold, we put our trust in your salvation. Blessed are you, O Lord, for you proclaim release and healing. Give to all who suffer cause for hope in and beyond their suffering. We will rejoice and be glad in you. God, our refuge and stronghold, we put our trust in your salvation. Blessed are you, O Lord, for you complete your work in rising from the grave. Give this hope to all who have died. Draw us to the fulfillment of our citizenship in heaven. God, our refuge and stronghold, we put our trust in your salvation. As our Savior Christ had commanded and taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. We have the hymn CPWI 471. Put thou thy trust in God. Let us pray. Teach us, good Lord, to serve you as you deserve, to give and not to count the cost, to fight and not to heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labor and not to ask for any reward save that of knowing we do your will. And in that service, O God, we pray that you will continue to make us instruments of your peace. Where there is hatred, let us sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that we may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up the light of his countenance upon you and give you his peace this day and always. Amen. And so we pray that as you continue your journey through Lent, you will have a very productive, spirit-filled week. Remember, even as we hope and pray that the pandemic is coming closer to an end, we still have to continue to worship our God every day. Make sure you wash your hands with soap for at least 20 seconds. Watch your distance. If you are able to touch the person in front or next to you, you are too close. And wear your mask, remember, over your nose and mouth. And we pray that God will be with you and keep you safe. We have the hymn, Lord, I want to be a Christian.
Lord, I want to be a Christian in my heart, in my heart. Lord, I want to be a Christian in my heart, in my heart, in my heart. Lord, I want to be a Christian in my heart. Lord, I want to be more loving in my heart, in my heart. Lord, I want to be more loving. Jesus, in my heart, in my heart. Lord, I want to be like Jesus in my heart, in my heart, in my heart. Lord, I want to be like Jesus in my heart.